With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning. This is the Saturday morning test drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your hosts, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Picker.
Good morning. And Boomer Sooner.
Yes, indeed. On the ones and twos, my man Larry.
Good morning, guys.
What's happening, man? And filling in for the lovely Sybil Summers, I am Reginald Adetula. Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here, Reggie. Nice. We are honored, by golly.
Wake up early and join us. And
well, I mean, I figured if the listeners can do it, I figure I should do it as well.
There you go.
Good idea.
Well, you
taking one for the team, is that what you're doing?
Yeah. Well, it's a good team to take one for, right?
Okay, good.
And you,
Sybil, where's Sybil? In Ireland? She's
really?
In Ireland.
She's in Ireland.
She's having a pint or 10.
Yeah, 10 is probably a little closer to the number.
She's doing some sort of a world tour with her other station that she works on, mm-hmm. and so that's why she's not here with us. So I can't wait to hear her stories.
Well, and the pictures that have come back are amazing. That is still the greenest place I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, I need to ask her if they also drive on the opposite side in Ireland, since it's a Great Britain colony. They do?
They do.
Okay.
I think. Yes,
I don't know.
Do.
She won't be driving.
No,
I'm sure they're taking.
I rented a car over there one time, and it was a standard. Yes, and it was a standard.
And you had to shift with your left hand.
Yes, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, I did that in Grand Cayman. I drove on the opposite side of the road in a stick shift van.
Sure.
All right. That was a trip. You really have to pay attention. You can't be texting and driving. And I'm so curious to know if an autonomous vehicle is set up to drive on the opposite sides of the road. Are Teslas set up to operate in Great Britain? I'm curious.
What a great segue into our first, I don't know.
Thank you. Well, I mean, maybe one of our brilliant listeners knows.
Yeah, and before we get to that, I mean, our brilliant listeners, you guys are a vital part of the show, so make sure that you get involved with the program by texting into the Autoflex Leasing fan text, 877-881-1053. But of course, the most important number to know is the number for Autoflex. And what's that number, David?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can see the great Save Money Monday cars at autoflex.com/1053.
So back to this discussion about autonomous vehicles, because you asked a very interesting question, and I know David has an answer for us because he generally does.
No, well, I'll tell you what I've got. I've got a video on Autoflex's Facebook page right now that shows a driver in a Tesla that is asleep, and his passenger is asleep.
Oh.
The video was taken in Massachusetts on the Massachusetts Turnpike, close to Newton. A guy named Dakota Randall took the video, or a gal, could have been a gal,
mm-hmm.
and you can see these people are dead out, and the car is going somewhere
dead
around 55.
Out. Sleeping?
Asleep.
Are you sure they weren't just resting their eyes?
No.
That's what I do.
His head. Well, you go to Autoflex's Facebook page and look at the video. His head is like on his chest. If he's out, and so's the passenger's like flopped over to one side. She's probably drooling.
They're both Patsy Cline in it.
Oh my gosh!
That sweet dreams. Okay, no, I can't sing, but I can tell you, going to sleep in the car is a Patsy Cline move. So
anyway,
don't do that.
If you want to see somebody asleep driving a Tesla, 55 miles an hour, if that'll give you a lot of... Next time you see a Tesla going down Central...
Definitely check them out.
Make sure they're awake. I would wonder if they're asleep or not.
What is our responsibility as, you know, fellow drivers when we see somebody asleep at the wheel? Do we call the popo?
Well, this customer, this driver, tried to honk and tried to wake him up. He didn't call the police, but now the police are aware of the video. They're probably seeing it on Autoflex's Facebook page.
But what difference does that make that the police are aware of it now? I mean, is Tesla aware of it? And are the people aware of it? Has anybody contacted the sleepers?
So I don't know. But I do know this. I did some looking into the situation. Because self-driving cars have now been around for a few years, the technology has. And Google, which spun off Waymo as its self-driving division, Google discontinued automated driving cars in that form where you have to have a driver that assists. They discontinued it in 2013.
Now, wait a minute. That's like 6 years ago.
Yeah, that's a lot of years ago.
Yeah, yeah. They said, we're not doing it anymore. Guess why they decided not to do it anymore?
I have no idea.
One of their test drivers fell asleep behind the wheel, and the car was driving itself.
You had one job.
Right.
Stay awake. All you got to do.
They had LIDAR. They had radar. They had everything. They had cameras, and they had what was called at the time an autopilot system in the Waymo vehicles, but the driver went to sleep, and they had cameras in the car showing the driver asleep, and they warned the drivers of these Waymo cars, hey, listen, if you go to sleep, we're taking this auto drive thing away from you completely. I think probably they were terminated, but anyway, it didn't do any, they still went to sleep.
That was the one thing. Well, I mean, raise your hand, honk your horn, or text us and let us know. What's that number again?
877-881-1053.
Do you know I cannot remember that, even though I've been doing this for like 20 gazillion years?
It's okay, yes. I got it.
Because I don't say it.
Sure.
And I've just like if I'm not driving, if I'm the passenger, I also don't pay attention to how we got there. And I'm very likely to go to sleep because of the hum and the drive. So if I'm in a car, an autopilot, it's driving itself, and then... I'm out.
Yeah, the incentive there is like I am not actively doing anything. You become sedentary, and you know it's
and
liable
to stay
to fall
awake.
Asleep.
You're going to have to be messing with your phone and not be paying attention anyway. So it's a lose-lose.
And from the 702, I am so excited to sleep in my car and drive. Great.
Sleep and drive. Maybe they're just joking about that.
I hope so.
Here's another auto flex leasing Saturday morning test drive text. Top of the morning, guys and gals. That's, I'm sure, in reference to Sybil being in Ireland. I have an F-150 and dropped my keys and lost them. I'm guessing it's called the brain keyboard inside. Okay. So now never mind. I didn't read this very well. Can I just call a locksmith? Okay, lost the key. Can't get the car to the truck to start. Can I just call a locksmith to handle this problem, or will I have to go Ford?
Do you have another key?
Yeah.
If you have another key, then probably an automotive locksmith can come out and duplicate the key you've got. If you don't have another key, call your local Ford dealer.
And would the duplication work if it's one of these smarter keys, like a key fob?
They make them for us all the time.
That's the whole thing.
You have to have an original so that they pick up the radio wave
to clone
and all that
it.
Neat stuff to clone it.
Okay.
And if you don't have an original, then you got to call your Ford dealer.
And that'll cost money.
Yeah.
Yes, it will.
Dang it. I wonder if insurance would cover that, your car insurance. You might find out.
It would be covered under a deductible, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe cheaper to buy the key.
Well, sure, unless you've got a zero deductible on your comp, which, you know, you might look at the difference in that, folks, because hail season and anything else, a comp collision, somebody runs into your car in the parking lot and doesn't leave a note or something, that's not your at-fault accident, so you need to call it under. Get a zero.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. If you sleep while driving your car,
you're driving the car wrong.
Cars are so boring these days. We need V8 power, baby.
No. Okay, stick to your Dodge Hellcat.
And more horses.
You were right, Tammy. They said you're driving the wrong car.
I don't think the self-driving cars are going to work, or even the driver-assisted cars. We see this time and time again with the Tesla. I mean, I never see anybody asleep in a Honda.
Yeah, you can't really afford to.
You ever see anybody asleep in a Ford truck?
Well, one of our fan texters texts in that the only wreck he ever had was falling asleep from jet lag post-deployment. Oh. I can't wait to nap and play with my dogs in the car.
Okay. Oh. Well, thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
And if you're sleep-deprived, but if I'm in a car and not being challenged by something else to do like driving, I'm out. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happens with babies, you know, or kids when they're fussy. You put them in the car and you go around the corner and they're out like a light. So
it does work.
That.
Yeah. Autoflex Leasing fan text. What's wrong with sleeping in the car while it drives? Aren't they made for that? Well, mine's not. So back to the story again, back to Google and Waymo and their self-driving cars. John Krafcik who is the president of Waymo, said, we're not doing it again. We tried it once. What we are working on now is a fully self-driving car that requires no human intervention. Because the biggest problem, evidently, is what happens if the car is driving itself and suddenly there's a situation in which you have to intervene. How quickly can you intervene if necessary? And they found that a lot of people cannot intervene quickly enough to change the situation and avoid an accident. Now,
right.
If you're a pedestrian, that's a real problem.
No, tell me about it.
Because it's a split second usually to hit those brakes. Mm-hmm. They show, you know, don't text and drive, et cetera, et cetera. So when you look up and there's all of a sudden a car stopped in front of you.
They said
if you're
basically
not engaged, you're not gonna be able to suddenly grab the wheel.
They said basically that they had gained priceless insight into a real conundrum. Mm-hmm. By golly.
Yeah, I wish they would have called me to consult them. I could have given that insight for a lot less price, right?
Well, they could have just tuned into this station because I've been about it for years. It's not going to work. You know, autopilot in a jet.
Well, yeah, you can call Reggie and Tammy Consulting. We'll get you set up.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before because the time lapse that people take to react to something is critical. If you're moving 60 miles an hour, your car travels like 180 feet in just a second.
Yeah, and that's what like stopping distance is,
exactly.
Correct?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And so it takes you that long to react to something. So it's a very, very dangerous situation. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, Ranch Pup's dad here. Who's this new guy? That would be Reggie.
We need to keep repeating your voice.
Yeah, that's
your
true.
Name.
I'm filling in for Sybil Summers. I'm Reginald Adatula. Yeah. I've been on the show a few times behind the board, so it's been a pleasure to be on this side. But yes, I understand. I'm a different voice than Sybil. You will have her back next
week. But isn't it pleasant?
Thank you.
Why don't you try to giggle?
Tell Ranch Pup.
No, I can't do that.
If you do a cute giggle, maybe they'll be happy.
Tell Ranch Pup Sybil will be back next week.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you can always listen to, you know, previous recordings of the Saturday morning test drive.
Yes, go to a podcast if you really want to hear her voice. You can go to the station, go to 105.3 The Fan.
And if I am correct, they are also on the Autoflex Leasing fan.
They are. They're on the Autoflex Leasing page under the buzz. So you can hear them here.
Yeah, go to Autoflex to get the
In any case, the self-driving car. By the way, Waymo has a huge advantage over everyone else in that business right now because they own all of those vehicles and they are getting all of those vehicles in every night and downloading their computers and looking at all the different situations that the cars handle or don't handle well, and they make adjustments. Vehicles owned by Tesla, by General Motors, those folks, they don't get to see those vehicles every night.
That's right.
And so Waymo has a big, big advantage in being able to work through the issues and solve things and get those cars back on the road.
Yeah.
And you're seeing them all move to the commercial area of vehicles, and it is because the first effective fully automated vehicles will be delivery trucks.
Well, they're already doing, they have these semi-autonomous stuff going on in the semis already. Lots of the truckers text in and tell us that they have all of these features. And I'm really, really glad because that can help them, especially when one of us foolish car drivers does something nutty in front of a semi. I'd like to have the computer and the truck driver both on the side of missing my stupid self whenever I accidentally pull in front of them.
Absolutely.
Oh, here's a great Saturday morning test drive text. Morning, Reggie. Good to hear you today.
Thank you. It's good to be with the gang.
Oh, here's somebody. Fully auto driving cars are the next step in human evolution. Imagine how much healthier and more productive everyone will be when they have an hour drive to work and they're sleeping.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. When I test drove a Tesla, the rep did say that if you fall asleep on the highway, it won't change lanes. It will just slow down.
But these cars aren't slowing down unless you get in front of it.
Yeah, they're also, right. You're talking to a sales rep, right? So, I mean, I
and
don't
that,
know what.
That's how this mess got started in the first place, because the people that were repping those cars did indicate to people, or that's what they're saying on the other end. Now, the dead people aren't telling us that this was said to them, but other people are saying that these reps kind of represented them as completely self-driving, right? Mm.
Dead people don't say much.
No, they don't. So we can't find out from the people who fell asleep and then, you know, ran into whatever.
Okay,
they're
so
gone.
From the fully automated area of conversation, there is a bill that passed in California. It's AB5, and it is now waiting for the governor to sign it, and it will make all Uber and Lyft employees employees rather than contractors. And what that means is that Uber or Lyft would have to pay them overtime, minimum wage. They would have to pay their taxes, their employment tax. It would pretty well wreck their business plan as it stands right now. So, and you know what? I use Uber and Lyft. I mean, I've used them before. They're very convenient. They have an app. It's nice. But this law will pretty well mess up their entire business plan, because their entire business plan is for the owner to own the car and be a contractor and not be an employee. And in California, it says if you do the work of your employer, their primary purpose, then you are an employee. So it'll be really, really interesting to see what has happened. This morning I read that Uber had declared that they were a software company and therefore this law would not affect them. But let me just tell you, the law people in California, the legislature, intends it to affect them. So we'll see what happens.
Is that, and that could tumble over to all the other states?
It could tumble over. In fact, it probably will tumble over to all the other states. So a lot of people have invested literally millions and millions and millions of dollars in these driving companies, and they may lose a lot of money.
And at that point, I mean, what I know a lot of consumers care about is not necessarily the business model, but what the price is when you go into the app. That's right. That's liable to go up, right?
Well, and if the price goes up, then they become less competitive mm-hmm. with their cab, their taxi competitors. And that means that rideshare may go back to the taxi cabs. By the way, another thing in Baltimore, at the airport beginning yesterday, they put another dollar surcharge on any Uber or Lyft that went into the airport, and Uber has announced that they no longer will go to the airport, which I'm sure makes the taxi cabs very happy there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. We'll see how it shakes out.
All right. I know that a lot of people are looking at possibly getting a new car, and you'll want to stick around because that new car that you want might be a little bit more expensive. We'll talk to you about why. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your hosts, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard. Larry's in the studio on the ones and twos, and I am Reginald Adetula. Reggie, filling in for Sybil Summers. Before we go any further, we definitely got to give some shout-outs to some people, as is our custom.
Exactly. Eduardo and Michelle Lenz. They came in and got a 19 Jeep Wrangler from Chad Clark in Autoflex. And Carmen Fernandez got a Rogue from Steve Mitchell. I saw Steve and Chad yesterday in the hallway. Told them we'd give them a little shout out to Chad and Carmen and to Eduardo and Michelle. So, by golly, we appreciate you being Tolos. We appreciate you choosing Autoflex for your car. Anyone that wants to do that, by the way, the best deals we've got are at autoflex.com/1053. And those are where we have all of those great Save Money Monday cards. Also, if you're interested in a really cool video, one of the videos on our Facebook page is a 2020 Corolla. Kind of shocked me. Lots of pictures of it.
I don't think that was
verbiage
the first
in there
time
is a lot more important
like, hey, bro,
than the pictures.
Like,
the buyer of the hybrid was getting 51
like
miles per gallon.
Marcus Lawrence. Ooh, I mean, we got more
really
people
tough.
On the Cowboy. We got Jalen Smith. You know,
he said
we
never
going to
outrun
Dak Prescott.
On the road,
so you choose. You know,
but getting 51 miles per gallon, yeah, who cares?
I mean, there is something called a speed limit. I don't need to race past
right.
everybody.
Yeah. No,
although
I think,
feel like it sometimes on 635,
what really, you know,
I
want to
be in
the
front so those fools
that
can't
I really
want to
pay
me.
No attention.
That's
and,
a good
you know,
point.
Let me get past
the sadness
everybody.
On the kids.
Autoflex Leasing
you know,
fan text. I bought a RAV4
kid,
hybrid a year ago, a year and 8 months ago, and my wife wants the newer model. How hard is it to trade for a lease if you're upside down? I'll never buy new again. Okay. It's easier in a lease because even though you're rolling negative in, you're not paying for all of the new car. So the negative will still be there. It doesn't go away.
Maybe,
but the payment is lower on the lease than it would be if you purchased the car. And we're going to go into the difference in leasing and purchasing and what long term does to you.
Sell insurance at the show
because long term finance has several effects that most people don't consider.
She eventually going to leave you because you're not bringing no money. To the table.
Yes.
Or food. Okay.
How great something
it's all
seems
about,
to be.
You know, getting back out there and keep trying, bro. So if I see you again, I might get my autograph.
We are so sorry that you're changing the station, by the way.
I said, please don't. Just
Sybil.
Because Sybil's
will be
not
back.
There. Reggie, you need to, you know, giggle or something.
Yeah, I need to work on my Sybil impression.
Say meow. I don't know.
Okay. The Ram pickup truck, the Ram 1500, the 19 and the 20, have now got the Safety Plus pickup. Pardon me, the Safety Plus rating from IIHS, the insurance board that looks over the safety of the vehicles along with the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration. It covers all of 19 and 20 1500 pickups.
Didn't mean to hurt your feelings,
if you get
but you
the
know,
ones with the really neat headlights. Because you have to have the braking and you have to have the really neat headlights, the emergency braking. But if you get the good headlights and the emergency braking, the Ram 1500 pickup is the first top safety plus, top safety pick plus truck out of Detroit.
You said yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Check out the story at autoflex.com, Facebook page.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you'll probably get it again without all the other.
Yeah. All right. So on the recall front, GM just announced recalling 3.5 million pickups and SUVs due to a braking issue. Evidently, the brakes in these vehicles can fail or at least cause a hard push on the pedal, which slows down your ability to slow
and
down.
It is what it is.
So they stop a lot slower. If your vehicle is affected by one of those, GM, one of those callbacks,
might get my autograph.
GM will notify you, and they will fix it at no charge. Ford has added 693, pardon me, FCA has added 693 Rams, 693,000, I'm going to try it again. FCA has added 693,000 Rams to the tailgate recall. And if you'll recall, we talked about this earlier. Fiat Chrysler said that the tailgates could come open while you were driving down the street. And so they've recalled another 693,000 of them to repair those.
Oh,
they
Lord.
Do note that loose cargo should always be secured while driving.
Duh.
I mean, that's an opportune time to mention
that,
though.
Who does
that? Yeah, nobody
Hardly.
Does it.
Nobody does that. Yeah. So you're driving down the highway, and all of a sudden, your tailgate flops open, and everything in the back of your truck goes flying out in the middle of the road in front of those people behind you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's no bueno. So do not drive behind.
Yeah, don't ride somebody's tail.
Don't drive behind a Ford, a GM. I was going to say, you know, GM could do a loan car with the Ram trucks while the brakes are in there, but
no.
That won't work because of the tail.
Okay.
Also, there's 3.5 million of them.
Just be careful.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
a lot of cars.
That's a whole lot. That's why I mentioned those. This tailgate recall affects 693,128 2013 and 14 Ram model half-ton, three-quarter ton and one-ton trucks.
But not the new ones that are the top safety picks
nope,
with the
not
fancy
the new ones.
Headlights.
Not the new ones.
Make sure you get
so
the right
about,
truck.
Yeah, what's so fancy about the headlights?
They got a good rating.
They got the headlights that are the ones that they use in Europe right now, and they're supposed to be a lot more effective. So to get a Safety Plus, you have to have that new European headlight in your vehicle.
Oh.
And they've been using them in Europe for several years. Also, the last thing on the recall side is Nissan Rogue is now investigating, and we knew this already. We mentioned this on the show. Some of the new Nissan Rogues have a problem with the brakes being applied when there is nothing in front of it. You're just driving down the street, and the brakes are applied.
Oh, no. These are what, 2017 and 18 Nissan Rogues?
Yes. So there have been 750 reports, of which 12 resulted in collision. So this is a serious deal. If you've got a 17 or 18 Rogue, then you need to contact Nissan about the repair. We talked to an owner last week that had a problem with his car, and he said there hadn't been an official recall, but sometimes there's not an official recall. Like on these Nissan Rogues, they had a service bulletin issued, and if the service bulletin cures the problem, then they leave it alone. But evidently the service bulletin didn't cure the problem. There's still people out there driving these cars. So if you have a 17 or 18 Nissan Rogue, go to safercar.gov, put your VIN number in right there, and you can find out if you are involved in this investigation.
And do those models have like assisted driving? Is that what's causing
it?
Yeah, that's
what's causing it. The AEB system, which is your automatic electronic braking system. So if you don't have that where it's going to brake when you're not looking, it shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't have the software
activated. That would be an even bigger problem,
wouldn't
it?
Yes, that would be it. You'd be like, what just, who's in my car? No, you've got to have the upgraded system. So if you don't even have that, you shouldn't worry about it, but you can always call Nissan to confirm.
So in case you hadn't heard, there is going to be, maybe, a strike at General Motors beginning at midnight tonight.
Oh, wow.
And so it affects people in Arlington.
Absolutely.
At the plant there. It affects people all over the United States. And if they go on strike, then they stop making vehicles. They stop everything. And it's tough on the workers.
I feel like I have a little credibility and knowledge.
Most of those guys don't have,
and
gals don't have a lot of money
to
put away.
Who does?
Was
one of the top selling jerseys.
They get $250 a week from the union. Well, $250 a week is,
that's not covering any expenses.
No, gasoline and food may be part of. So,
oh my gosh, if you have kids,
forget
about it.
It's an interesting thing, because at the same time, the head of the UAW, which is the automotive union that may strike GM, is under investigation right now by the federal government.
I feel like I have a little credibility and knowledge about this, because when I was at the University of Florida,
in that
may
not have been totally legal. So it's sort of a two-sided story here.
I wouldn't want to follow a leader that was already in trouble.
And I didn't make a dollar from it, but nor did I want to.
Would you?
Because I knew going into college,
what it was all about.
I knew going to Florida, my dream school, where I wanted to go, the passion for it. And if I could support my team, support my college, support my university,
there are three manufacturers of cars that the UAW is working with in the United States, Fiat Chrysler, General Motors, and Ford. They pick one of them as the target, and they strike that one. And GM, they drew the lucky penny. They are the ones
that
the union says they will strike at midnight tonight if they cannot reach a conclusion to their negotiations on pay, on time off, on just the general working conditions.
I'm just curious to know what those things are.
Because it's about your team. It's about your university. It's about where my family wanted
to
go.
In on my,
it's about where my grandfather had a team with the NFC championship.
Would you like to moderate the discussion?
I just like to show up. I want to be on all the juries. Just hear it all.
So in preparation, General Motors has been stockpiling trucks and SUVs.
That's smart.
Because that's what they're selling the most of. And they say that they have a 77-day supply right now of trucks and SUVs at their dealers and at the factory. So they could go on for a couple of months. And that may be posturing somewhat, because it is a negotiation.
Sure.
I've worked for GM dealers during these strikes. I worked for a Chevrolet dealer during a strike years ago. And we were stealing parts off of wrecked cars to repair cars in the shop. Because when you go on strike, everyone goes on strike.
Right.
So all your drivers that deliver parts to you, they go on strike. All your janitors that clean up after the workers, they go on strike. All your workers. So basically everything stops. So it's going to be an interesting thing. Here's the other side of it. General Motors is not sure how long they are going to need the number of people they have working for them right now. They are building less vehicles than they used to build. And with the advent of electricity, if that's the way they go, the cars have less parts. So they have less assembly. So you need less people, right? And if you can get a robot to do it,
Further
you don't have to pay it.
Right.
You don't have to pay it vacation pay.
You see, people, I'm telling you, this advancement is costing. We have more people and fewer jobs.
Well, but here's the thing.
Or we just have to change our jobs into different
things. Yeah,
there'll
be more jobs. People will do different things. But GM's side of this deal is we may not need to spend this money.
My Uncle Don, the gearhead, would be he likes that muscle, just like they're talking about, the V8. Let's get something going on the road. They're more fun to drive that way.
anyway, it'll be interesting to see what happens. If it's going to happen, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen after 11:59 p.m. tonight. Mm. By golly. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I work for a Dodge dealer. I had a vehicle come in with, for that issue with the braking when nothing was in front of you. Fiat Chrysler made a soft upware update.
Okay.
Has helped the issue. There's so much software
that's not even
in
on
cars.
The Nissan. So I wonder if maybe there's one company that makes all of that software.
Very well could be.
Just like with the Takata airbags.
Yeah.
You know, they're in a bazillion cars. I got another car fixed with an airbag. I'm taking another one of my family cars, a Ford, in for its airbag. If you haven't put your VIN into safercar.gov to make sure you don't have that Takata airbag recall or something else.
Because that Takata airbag is that it's really problematic.
That's dangerous.
Isn't it?
It'd be silly for you not to do that.
The container that the airbag is in, it's made out of metal.
Mm-hmm.
And when the airbag deploys, it shatters the container, and it's like having a shotgun fire into your upper body and face.
So that's not safe.
Clearly.
And here's the thing. Like, I took the Honda in the other day. It took, they were done same day. Like,
oh, wow.
They had the parts now. Now, I don't know on the brand new cars or not, if it's, but the older cars, they have the parts. It's not a problem. So get your car in there. It's not like they're going to have it for 3 months.
Listen,
and if
Tammy,
they do need to keep it, they'll give you a rental or a loaner car.
There you go. Yeah, Safercar.gov. Put your VIN in there.
Please.
And remember, you can always call Autoflex at what number again, David?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, Autoflex.com, where you can go to Autoflex.com/1053 and see all of those great Save Money Monday cars right there with the payments that you would have to pay to drive one.
The real payments.
The real
you.
Deal.
Yeah, and no big down payment. In fact, no down payment at all necessary.
No gotcha.
So when you look in there and you see $289 a month, that means that you go in, you sign the papers, you pick up the vehicle, and then 45 days later, you pay $289, and that's your first payment. It's terribly easy.
You come in, you get the car, you make the payments, everybody happy.
What else is very easy is sticking around right here with the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive with your host, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry on the ones and twos, and I am not Sybil. This is not Sybil with the sickness. I am Reginald Atitula. Reggie, I'm filling in for Sybil. She is in Ireland having a good old time, and I imagine she'll be back to regale you with stories next week.
Yes, yes.
So,
regale us with stories of the green land.
Some of which we can actually tell on the air.
Stories that might ire you.
I see what you did there. You can always be involved, and we love it when you're involved on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. That number is 877-881-1053. But as I say, the most important number is the number for Autoflex itself. And David, what's that number?
Any local area code. It's the easiest number in the world, actually. Any local area code. And then 234-1234. If you're out of the area, 888-234-1234 for those people that are listening to us on radio.com. And as always, autoflex.com, where you can find our manager specials at autoflex.com/1053.
And some folks actually took advantage of that, or maybe they even showed up, but we just want to give them a quick shout out.
Well, and they did take advantage of it. Steven Veronica Julian got a 19 Hyundai Sonata and a Nissan Sentra. They got two cars.
They got a twofer.
Yeah, got a twofer from Russell Kenny. Yep. So we want to, and Steve and Veronica listen all the time. So we wanted to give them a shout out and tell them to enjoy that 19 Sonata, by golly.
They are very intelligent.
The Sonatas or?
These couple.
Okay.
Both getting a new car at the same time.
Ah, why is that?
No jealousy in the, you know, yes. I got mine, yes. Got yours.
Oh,
it's
let
not
me
a
tell
matter
you.
Of, you know, well, let's take your new car.
I can't tell you how many times that I've gotten one party a new car.
A little grudgy on the
other one.
And
within 30 days, the other party gets a new car.
Oh, okay, within 30 days because of the grudginess going on over there.
Uh-huh. So Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, I am real eager to hear how a lease works as far as down payment, miles allowed to be driven, and end of lease options if we have to pay money or if we have an option to buy or if we wanted to get into another lease. It's a great question. Okay.
It's a really great question, and we were just planning to get to that information here for this segment.
So, first of all, when you lease a new car, you only pay for the part of the car you're going to use.
Right.
So we calculate what the car is going to be worth at the end of the lease when you're finished with it, given the number of miles you're going to put on it and the age it's going to be, figuring average wear and tear.
So let's say 4 years, 15,000 miles a year, you've got a four-year-old 60,000-mile car.
Okay.
Right. And what's that four-year, 60,000-mile car going to be worth? We'll determine that. And then we'll subtract that from what you pay for the car, and that gives you your depreciation. We'll talk a little bit about more about that in one of the stories we're going to do. But anyway, that gives you what the car is going to cost you, the depreciation. You drive the car for the term. At the end, rather than just have a car that you own and you've got to do something with, you have options. Number one, you can turn it back in because we guarantee the resale value to you. So that resale value that we set the day you got the car is what you can turn it back in for, and you can simply walk away.
That sounds low stress.
You can lease another car, which means that you turn in that car and you get another car.
A lot of people do that.
If you decide maybe a little early that you want to trade, you can use that car as a trade-in, and the value of that car would go against the new car that you're getting.
We've had a fourth child. We need a larger SUV.
Oh,
this small crossover is no longer good for just the four of us now. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you've got a high schooler graduating, and you need a car for them. Mm-hmm. Maybe a four-year-old 60,000-mile car is perfect for them, and you know how it's been taken care of. So you buy that car, finance it, and give it to the kiddo, and you lease yourself a new car. A lot of people do that.
Wow. Yes.
So leasing gives you some options that you don't normally have. Now, you need to have a set number of miles programmed, and you need to live within those miles, or you will pay a mileage fee. But a mileage fee is just paying the additional depreciation that you've put on the car.
You used more than you initially planned.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And they call it a penalty, actually, on the contract. But think, it's just a fee. It's not a penalty. You used it. It's not like you didn't get something for your money.
So if you have a 60,000-mile car, it's worth $12,000. If you have a 70,000-mile car, it may be worth $11,000. So you would have $1,000 in depreciation that you would lose on the vehicle if you traded it in.
Or just the mileage difference. If it's not $1,000 of miles, but it would be a bigger hit the other way. You take, and that's the other thing. We can figure the cheapest way out for you.
Right.
Let's say you did drive excess miles, but the fee for you to pay would be, you know, X plus plus. And, oh, you know what? We could just trade you out, and it's only X. You know, it costs you less money to do a trade versus writing a check to them. So let's do that. So we'll also figure out the best way. And if you are in a jam, we'll help you out to find the better car. Like we've done with so many people. Oh, I drove, you know, $4,000 worth of miles over. I had no idea I was going to move to Prosper.
Right.
And I still work in downtown, right? And so then we help you find a car with a huge rebate because you don't have the money to write it. You know, just write a check. And we roll that over, if that's what you decide to do, so that you can pay that $4,000 of mileage charge out monthly instead of, boom, or put it on a big credit card that's got a, you know, revolving interest rate instead of just a solid fixed rate.
And one of the great things about Autoflex is you guys have been doing it forever. So
we know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to get a green pea that doesn't have a clue. You've got a whole team of people thinking about how to solve your car conundrum.
So we're talking about maybe, you know, in that situation, leasing a car, getting a new car. But if you're going to buy a new car, there's a possibility that it might become more expensive here soon.
Well, yeah, it's become more expensive. In fact, car ownership costs are up 5% since last year. So, you know, the average car is approaching $40,000 now. Now, part of the reason for that is people don't buy compact vehicles anymore. And SUVs and trucks are more expensive than four-door sedans and compacts. Just how it is, because they're bigger. There's more to them. They cost more to build. So what that does is it drives up the cost of you obtaining a car. How much? Well, last year it was $8,849 a year on average, according to AAA. This year, $9,282 per year, according to AAA.
Wow.
So that's a big, big difference. Right now, the average payment is $773.50 a month on a vehicle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's crazy, huh? So, and you can read this story at Autoflex's Facebook page if you would like. There's a lot of details in here. But the basics to it is fuel costs are up, maintenance costs are up, license, registration, and taxes are up very slightly. So everything has gone up. And a lot of people choose to finance that car over a longer term to keep their payments down. And that really drives the cost of the car up, because for every extra year you finance the car, it adds $1,000 to your finance charges.
That's just the finance. Then you've got another year of maybe
depreciation.
Well, that too.
Yep.
Which you'll realize at the end. I mean, if you're going to keep the car for 20 years, then you don't feel that. You don't feel a big loss in depreciation. You definitely got your money's worth out of the car if it lasts that long.
But if you plan on trading it, and we're going to talk about why in a minute, if you plan on trading it, then you probably want to do a short-term finance.
Yes.
And make higher payments, or go to a pre-owned car. And here's why on the pre-owned cars. If you look at all of the cool stuff, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, that they put on cars right now, all of that stuff costs a lot on a new car, but it costs very little on a pre-owned car.
Right.
So some of the ADAS features, the automated braking, the lane correction, the lane warning, on a new car cost a bunch of money. But if you wait until that car is 3 years old, it's half as much.
Because
literally,
a lot of times people seeking a pre-owned car aren't seeking to pay for the most expensive pre-owned car. And
right.
those features, you know, because you'll still have like an LX trim level that might not have that, but then you've got your advanced level that does, and it just, there's no resale value in it. So truly, if you want one of those kind of self-driving assisted cars, get a pre-owned and you'll realize some real savings.
And we're in a real growth period for a lot of those features as well.
Yes.
So those features are getting out of date. Maybe not out of date, it's the right word, but they're becoming less on the precipice.
Well,
right.
Here's the thing.
Well, like a backup camera, for example, that became a mandatory issue. You know, they had to put them in, but getting a car that doesn't have that now,
it's really
after
hard
you've driven
to back
one,
up.
I don't know.
By the way, the majority of accidents happen when people are backing up.
In reverse.
Yeah. So the thing about, and Marianne Howells talked about this when she was on the show a couple of weeks ago. She drives a 7-year-old car. She says, here, I'm in the business my whole life. She's on all kinds of boards, Chrysler's board, Thrifty's board. She drives a 7-year-old car. She said, it's perfectly fine.
She knows
you know?
What's up.
And if you look at the difference in additional equipment, say some of that ADAS equipment, if you get a 3-year-old car, the equipment itself is literally worth half pre-owned as it is new.
That's
and
a
it's
deal.
The same equipment.
Wow.
So that's why so many people have moved to pre-owned cars.
Well, I'm just not going to go with the automated driving business anyway. Until
sure.
that's the only option, that's not the car I'm going to choose, because I need to be I will be the one picking up my phone or falling asleep. Let me just be honest. I will fall asleep or get on my phone if I don't have to be engaged 100% to operate my car.
Right.
Right?
Especially when there's only 24 hours in a day, and at that point, that looks like an attractive, 30 minutes
you.
In the car to do
yes.
something else?
Yes. Yeah. And plus, I'm already ADD, so I am the easiest distracted. But the fact that I have to have two hands on the wheel keeps me straightforward and out of my purse, digging for a phone or something to read.
You might have to play I Spy to keep yourself
right?
engaged.
Okay, so really quickly, if you get a car that has all of the new safety stuff on it, first of all, more collisions happen when backing out than when going forward.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a car that has the reverse automated braking with rear cross-traffic warning, it reduces back-end crashes by 81%.
Oh my, that, what a big number.
It's
wow.
a huge number. If you get a car with forward automated braking, with forward automated collision alert, it reduces rear-end crashes where you run into somebody from behind by 46%. So there is a lot of reason to get all of this equipment on your car. I'm not telling you to let it drive you.
I know.
I'm saying let it protect you, because that's
okay.
what it's there for. Autoflex Leasing fan text. Hey, guys, I listen every Saturday. Love the new guy, by the way.
Thanks.
Hey, Reggie.
Finally, some love for Reggie.
If I ask a dealer to show me the invoice on a car, will he do it? Well,
I don't have to.
If you want an invoice on a car, give us a call at Autoflex. I'll get you a copy of the invoice. That's easy. I just have to have a VIN number.
That doesn't mean they're going to sell it to you for the invoice.
Sure. No.
It's a supply and demand situation.
Well, and here's the other thing.
There might even be a rebate, though. So
here's the other thing, too. You don't know about the stair-step money.
I know.
You don't know about the rebate money. All of those things that we know about, because we're in the business, the consumers don't know about. So you can go in and get what you think's a great deal, and it's not really a great deal.
But it might be.
It might be.
And it might not be.
How's give us a call out.
Yeah, I was like, I thought that I had something there, and then
well,
you,
I don't
want to
say nobody can negotiate themselves a great deal, but we do love to help people keep from stubbing their toe on all those little unseen, you know, situations that can come up.
And Tammy knows about stubbing her toe. Oh, so yeah,
I stub everything.
One final text. Autoflex Nissan Fan text. I bought a used Nissan Sentra last November, and it has a CVT. There have been a number of people complaining about that. Is there anything I can do? First of all, go on the boards, the owner boards online, see who's complaining, see what those complaints are about, then contact a Nissan dealer. I don't care if you bought it new or used. Contact a Nissan dealer. Tell them you expect them to do something and see what happens.
All right.
And let us know.
By the way, good morning, Waddle. Good to
yeah.
hear from you.
Good morning,
hey, good
to
morning.
You, Waddle. Thanks for texting in. Thanks to all of you for being with us on the Saturday morning test drive. If you have any questions or if you want to talk to Autoflex, they are open almost right now, right? Like, you can call them at any area code. That number is 234-1234.
10 a.m.
And there's also 888-234-1234. I think I picked it up, guys.
And they're going to be wide, wide open at 10 a.m.
And, you know, if you just don't want to talk to somebody at 10 a.m., you can go to autoflex.com.
Yes, you can.
There's so many ways to do that. And if you enjoy the show, if there's any of the stories that you wanted to get to, or if you just want to listen to the show one more time, you can get all of that at the Autoflex Leasing Facebook page. Thank you to Larry for helping us out on the board, for Tammy, for David, for Sybil, who wasn't here.
For Sybil.
I'm Reggie. Thank
Have a pint for Sybil today.
Thank you for joining us. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.